Mishnah Yud, the list of interesting remedies, interesting things which were worn for the sake of healing purposes, continues. Yitzim v'vitz sachargo. One is allowed to go out on Shabbos with the egg of a locust, and this was hung from a person's ear when he had an earache. Or the shein shu'ol, and with the tooth of a fox. People would wear a tooth of a dead fox in order to allow them to sleep better if they were having sleeping problems. And if they were sleeping too much, then they would wear the tooth of an alive fox in order to cure that problem. And thirdly, of a masmarat soluv, a nail which was attached to a gallows on which somebody was hung. This was worn in order to heal somebody who had a swollen wound, to reduce the swelling of a wound. They would wear this, and all of these things which we just listed are permitted, mishum refuah, for the purpose of healing, as long as you are wearing it in order to heal yourself. It's permitted because it is viewed as an adornment, a bit like jewelry and part of one's clothing. Div Reb Meir, that is the opinion of Reb Meir. However, the Chachomim say, even on a weekday it's forbidden to use these cures, mishum darchei ha'emiri, because they are the ways of the Emirites, which refers to a non-Jewish nation who lives in Eretz Yisrael before the Jews enter the land. And what the Chachamim are trying to say is that these are not real cures, or at least they don't usually work, and they originate from the practices of non-Jews who worship idolatry, and they are therefore forbidden under the Aveira of Chukas Hagoy. Chukas Hagoy refers to the prohibition of copying the non-Jewish customs, unless there is real reasoning and purpose behind them. So weird methods of healing can only be used if they actually work. But if they don't work, then it's just copying the non-Jews' practices, which don't have any real purpose and don't work as healing, and that will be forbidden as Chukas Hagoy.